All Night Stones von Leif Vollebæk. Dieser Mann kommt nicht aus Holland, wie man vielleicht vermuten könnte. Nein.
Genau.
Er kommt aus Kanada. Er kommt aus exactly where are you? Ottawa, ne? From Ottawa. You're exactly from Ottawa.
That's a good accent from Ottawa.
That's the only accent I can speak, this word.
Ottawa.
Give us a real Ottawa Canadian accent.
I think I have it. I think it's me.
It's you?
Yeah, but in the valley, the Ottawa Valley, people talk amazing. It's kind of like a, oh yeah, like we'll get a couple beers and, and dance under the moonlight there, eh? You know, but it's not good, but, you know, it's more...
Dancing under the moonlight is always nice.
Yeah, they wouldn't say that, though. I just didn't want to give a bad impression of the Ottawa Valley.
When did you dance the last time under the moonlight?
Every day, basically, except on a new moon. You got to make do with the light you got.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, wenn ihr den Herrn aber noch gar nicht so richtig kennt, dann wollen wir ihn jetzt nochmal näher kennenlernen, denn das ist jetzt seine dritte Platte mittlerweile. Er war schon einmal da bei uns und hat auch hier musiziert und sogar eine tolle Coverversion von Kendrick Lamar gespielt, die meines Wissens auch sogar im Netz noch abrufbar ist unter fluxfm.de. Aber vielleicht können wir nochmal ein bisschen das Ganze von vorne aufzäumen. Life. Tell us about your life. When did you start making music? Short version.
Short version. At the right time.
At the right time.
Yeah.
That's a great short version. I love it.
I don't know how short, but it's high energy today. You got to keep it up.
Maybe two sentences more?
Ever since I was a little baby. Mm-hmm. Just a little young boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do for a living something else besides music?
I had really crappy jobs before.
We want to know all the crappy jobs.
Well, actually, one of them was okay. But it's hard to explain. Do you know what a lock is? Like in a canal, when you have to like make the water levels rise for the boats, so the boats can go down into the river. Mm-hmm. I like did that for one summer.
You were the one who
opened the water.
Sozusagen die Schleusen geöffnet hat, damit die das Wasser auf der gleichen Höhe war, damit Boote durchkommen
konnten. Das ist richtig.
Ah, sehr gut.
Yeah.
Und was hast du noch gemacht?
Yeah, yeah.
What else?
I worked at a liquor store selling beer.
Yeah. Could you sometimes, pinch something for yourself as well?
That's what one of the guys wanted me to do after work all the time. And I was like, it felt weird.
Yeah.
It felt weird. I know it's not my style.
I don't know what comes to my mind, but probably everyone thinks that you have to work, you work there, you can get something for yourself.
Yeah, and you can. And then you can totally do it. Mm. And then you don't get caught. And the whole thing made me feel kind of gross, you know.
You can totally do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Liquor store in Ottawa.
Yeah, in Ottawa, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And during that time, you were playing music as well?
I always play music, yeah. But okay. Less, because I had to, had to sell alcohol.
Yeah, and when you stopped selling alcohol, you started drinking alcohol.
I started drinking. I don't know. I've never done such a quick, condensed version of my life. It feels very strange right now. It all has to do with a lot of moving liquids.
Yeah, okay. I take that back with the alcohol. Yeah. When what came after the liquor store?
I don't know. I think this is a great question. I think I got a... This is not interesting.
No? Okay, then it's really interesting. Okay, tell us.
Oh, what did I do after? I worked at a union, and so, doing like paperwork, and then that was it. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't really work real jobs, actually.
Yeah. So you're a passionate musician.
More of a dilettante, no?
A dilettante.
Isn't that something that you guys say in Germany a lot?
Well, to dilettantes, but you don't seem to be a dilettante.
No, I'm not.
But you're a professional.
Yeah.
And that's why you're here, because we only invite professionals. And tonight, this professional man is going to play at the Privatclub, wo wir euch auch gleich noch auf die Gästeliste setzen wollen. Vielleicht die erste Runde dieses kleinen, süßen, chaotischen Interviews beenden wir mit einem... Are you prepared to play live right now?
I'm unprepared, but I will do it, because I'm a professional.
I know. So you tell us, please, what kind of... I'm going to record the song because now I have to push the right button.
Wow.
So which song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play an acoustic guitar version of the song Vancouver Time. And on the record, it's got a bit more of a beat. Mm-hmm. So it's going to sound a little bit more guitar-y.
And
so.
From someone from Ottawa.
Good.
Is it good to be in, what is Vancouver Time? Is quality time?
Yeah, that's what you'd think, but I just mean that, like, when you're trying to reach someone and you're at the other end of the country, it's like a three different time zones, And so I just say that, and that, you know, it gets complicated. You know, if you're traveling and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, die Person, die man erreichen möchte, ist am anderen Ende der Welt. Also Vancouver Time, da kann ich jetzt nicht anrufen, die pennt ja noch. Darum geht es ungefähr in diesem Lied, das live Vollebeck jetzt für euch spielen wird. Heute am Privatclub. Bitteschön.
Amazing. That's amazing. West London alleyways, San Pedro's valley's haze, works my mind just like a maze. When I see you around, no honey, you are not a kid. You know how to keep it hidden, and I know just what you did. In those buildings downtown, in the party's balcony, where you caught up with me, you said you were not through with me. Well, I could have guessed. The afternoons were losing light, December's moon shining bright. That's when that you thought you just might settle for the best. We was in Vancouver town, the time I finally laid down. You was in some evening gown. I was wearing jeans. Sometimes we run alongside each other. Sometimes, babies, like there is no other. Sometimes we make horrible lovers. Sometimes we're just me. The way you kiss my unshaven face, disappear without a trace. Maybe I'll get my own. Overlooking the ocean, Pacific Northwest on a southbound train, buffalo clouds hanging above the plains. Some say I'm different, some say I'm the same. Some say I go through the motions. Well, some did change inside of me. Change some in the way I see. Some on the streets, you know you can't have a new time. I'm only leaving cause I can't stay. I always loved you and I never paid. I hear that even in LA, it's Vancouver time. It's Vancouver time. Vancouver time.
Also, die Redaktion ist begeistert. The guys here outside, they seem to like you.
Tack. Und
ich hoffe, euch hat es auch gut gefallen. Wow, das war richtig schön. Ja, also man kann tausende Veranstaltungstipps hören. Wenn man dann aber den Mann nochmal live hört, bevor er heute Abend dann spielt im Privatclub, dann ist das nochmal was anderes. Ne? Also falls ihr nichts vorhaben solltet, heute Abend ist dieser kanadische Mann zu Gast im Privatclub. Live Vollebeck wird dort aufspielen und seine aktuelle Platte vorstellen, die da heißt Twin Solitude. That was A-OK.
Cool, hey, I like that.
Yeah, you like A-OK. That? Und sein Name, der, wie wir schon erwähnen, also ich dachte erst, so klingt voll holländisch, aber er meint, es kommt eigentlich aus dem Norwegischen. Aber weil viele auch sagen, Mensch, kommst du aus Holland? Die Bezeichnung Live Vollebeck heißt in dem Sinne, auf Holländisch zumindest, Full Mouth.
Ja, das ist richtig.
Aber but it's not full mouth because it's Norwegian.
It's Norwegian, yeah. It means little. Did you already explain that?
I only understand
a little bit.
Das heißt auf Norwegisch so kleiner Fluss, der durch ja so eine grüne Wiese lang fließt in den Bergen. So. That sounds really nice. It's a positive imagination association with your name. Full mouth can also be a nice association.
Yeah, it kind of leans more to big mouth, which I do have a big mouth. I do have a big mouth, so I think it's fine. I deserve it.
You have a big mouth.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
A big one.
Did you get into trouble from time to time because of your big mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was the last time and what did you say?
Probably later today. It's going to happen maybe in the next few minutes, probably.
Please, not in the next 4 minutes. Then you can say whatever you want with your big mouth.
See what I mean? Already crossing the line.
So you've traveled a lot.
Yeah, well, I guess. I haven't been to Africa. That's not, you know.
It's the only country that you've...
No, I just feel like, you know, it's pretty huge. The continent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So you haven't played a concert in Africa, but you would like to do that.
No, and also zero Spotify plays in Africa. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that one of your goals?
I don't know. I just saw it today and I was like, God, this is so embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. You just realized today that you haven't been there, or what do you mean?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Ah, Mensch. But you have been...
I've been in Western Europe and Canada and America. I realize it's like, I just do that. What am I doing?
Maybe
I haven't seen the rest of it. What am I doing?
Yeah, are you waiting for someone to invite you, or do you just have to go?
You know, maybe like a nice, you know, yeah. Maybe someone
like a nice
coffee, you know, be like, ah, come on, have some coffee.
Also wenn jetzt jemand zuhört, der gerade in Afrika beheimatet ist und der sagt, hier, ich fahre sowieso bald rüber und ich bin in der Musikszene voll verankert, wenn der live dann Konzert spielen will, dann meldet euch doch gerne hier bei Flux FM und wir leiten das dann an ihn weiter. So I just arranged something for you, okay? So.
Yeah, I gotta get out there. What am I doing?
Yeah. der Mann ist ganz, ganz viel rumgetourt in den letzten Monaten und jetzt ist er wieder dabei, ein bisschen hier Europa zu beglücken und war vor kurzem in Hamburg und wird morgen nach München fahren. How often have you traveled Germany so far?
A few times. Maybe like three times, maybe four, but in a confusing way.
In a confusing way.
I really like playing here though. Every city is so different. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, different energies in each city.
Yeah.
I'm not going to describe any of them because I get to get in trouble with my big mouth. But
no,
very, very
you're
good.
Here in Berlin. You can be honest. We wouldn't get you into trouble.
Wow, that's amazing. I really trust you.
So, but you like Berlin.
It's
Come
amazing.
On.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love German food. I don't know. I'm just like so into it. I get so excited. That's where I go if I can. Like in other countries, I get German food too if it's possible. I just love sauerkraut and I love like all the meat. I love everything.
You love all the cliches that you've heard of before. Then you were here and you tried them.
You know, I mean, it wasn't even a cliche. It was like someone just like was like, "Would you like some of this?" And I ate it and I was like, "What is this?" And they're like, "This is a cliche."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, give me some more." I know. And I love the beer.
Yeah,
like, the beer.
You've
so
got good beer.
It's the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that as a Canadian.
What do you like about your country when you come home from time to time?
Sometimes I bring a lot of German beer with me. It's amazing.
Maybe you should move to Germany.
Well, I mean, if you'll have me.
Of course.
No, Canada's fantastic.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of space. It's actually a lot like a lot of trees, a lot of space to think.
Yeah, it's so big. When you come here over to Europe, it's so small. Everything's so small, isn't it?
It's strange. It's strange. You guys did a lot more with... you know, the amount of land you have, you know, like you're like, well, we better, you know, do this. And we're like, oh, I'll build a house over there. And then you build a house way over there and I'll drive to you. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wir haben es uns hier gemütlich gemacht, auch auf engerem Raum. Und es ist immer dann wieder faszinierend, wenn man in Länder kommt, wo es unendliche Weiten gibt, wie zum Beispiel da, wo Leif Volleberg herkommt aus Ottawa. But how far away are you from Ottawa? Ottawa Valley?
Yeah.
You are exactly from Ottawa Valley?
I'm from Ottawa, actually.
Okay. And the valley?
The valley is where you get the accent, and it's very cool.
How far away from the place?
Oh, in the valley. But I live in Montreal now. I live in Montreal. So wait, but you ask me where the valley is? It's like about an hour each way outside of Ottawa.
Okay.
You probably.
Yes, maybe I will take a, you know, hike.
You should. The accents are crazy. They're amazing. You gotta get into it. You'd do really well there, really.
Sehr gut, das freut mich. Wenn ihr sagt, dieser Musiker, der scheint ganz sympathisch zu sein, dann geht doch heute Abend sehr gerne in den Privatclub und als kleines Sahnehäubchen setzen wir euch auch noch, wenn ihr mögt, auf die Gästeliste drauf. Ron Stocklers alias Stocki geht jetzt ran, wenn ihr die 030 2000 9000 wählt. Die 030 2000 9000 und dann könnt ihr wirklich diesen richtig tollen Musiker, wir haben ihn gerade gehört, das war der Beweis, am Abend live sehen im Privatclub. Das ist hier direkt am Schlesi bei uns sozusagen um die Ecke zwischen Görli und Schlesi. Richtig schöner gemütlicher, toller kleiner Club und da wird live dann live aufspielen. So you're gonna be live tonight, live.
I'm gonna be live, live.
That's yeah. Great. That's a great job.
It was yours.
It was mine, yeah. Yes. And I'm the first one who did that?
Well, yeah, because we call me live and then back home we call me leave because, yeah.
The autumn leaves.
Yeah, exactly. So the jokes are different depending on where
okay,
I go.
Okay, cool. So yeah. Enjoy the jokes here in Germany.
I like them the best. People often make life is life. They mm-hmm. like saying that.
Ah, yeah. That's
yeah, and I never don't even know that song.
You don't know the song?
Don't know the song. And I've heard people say that. I think maybe because people are always like, life yeah. is life.
I think we have never played it or maybe sometimes.
Whose song is it?
Oh, actually, I don't know. Shall I check it?
Are you going to play it now? That would be amazing.
No, I wouldn't.
Is it,
I would
that,
never
is it really it. Not good?
I'm going to be fired if I play this because this is not typical Flux FM. It's from Opus.
Opus.
Life is life.
That's what na, everybody...
Na, 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 na.
Oh, maybe I know that song.
Yeah, you will know it. It's from 1984. Oh, you weren't even born there.
No, but there was a...
You yeah. weren't born in 84?
No, but okay, close.
I have to hang up now.
we weren't all born in 84?
I'm confused now. I have to play the next song. I don't want to talk about my age now. So
I was born in 85.
You were in 85?
It's really close.
You know what? I was born in 77.
That's,
you know, I've what, got, it's my birthday it? Today.
I know.
You
happy
know
birthday.
It.
I didn't want to, I didn't, I assumed everybody knew. Happy yeah. birthday.
Happy birthday. So, jetzt hören wir nochmal live volle Back mit Tallahassee, which is in Florida. Aber heute Abend ist in Berlin. Live, it was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time.
Thank you.